Well done. Did you think it could go so easily after you lost the first two games? And also, aren't you surprised that eight matches lasted only 8 hours and 26 minutes, which means each match lasts 63.2 minutes on average?
In the games?
seven sets, 6-1.
Okay. Well, I definitely didn't expect but hoped that I can again play this way, and then the match can go, the match result can go this way for me. Obviously, Stan wasn't feeling his best today. Made a lot of unforced errors, low percentage of first serves in. And on my side, I just played very solid from all over the court. I think I covered the court very well, got a lot of balls back, mixed up the pace, and got him off the comfort zone. So that's something that was part of my game plan. After I lost the first two games, you know, obviously I didn't start so great. I thought he played very well the first two games, but again, I wasn't frustrated. I kept my calm, and you know, after that was a really amazing performance.
Roger, you might play here this weekend 36 times, and you played Rafa 42 times and had many great matches with both of them. How would you rate those two rivalries in terms of which one you've enjoyed more, appreciated more in your career, and also which one you think has been more exciting for fans?
Well, both of these rivalries that I had with Roger and Rafa are special in their own way. They're two different players that bring a lot to the game, on and off the court. First of all, their rivalry was amazing. I mean, it still is. They've been so dominant in men's tennis for so many years. And then Murray and myself, we got into that mix, and I had great experience in Australian Open 2008. Won my first Grand Slam. After that, I lost most of my matches I played against them in the major events, and so I went through my doubts, but those two guys and the matches I played against them made me a stronger player, and you know, made me realize what I need to do to improve, and you know, be in the position one day to be number one and to win Grand Slam. So I do feel those rivalries have contributed to my success a lot.
Novak, do you have any explanation for the one-sidedness of the matches, both yours and any that you've seen here this week? Do you have any explanation for why the matches have been so one-sided?
I don't. I can't speak in the name of the other players, so I don't know how they feel on the court, but I know that I've been playing very well this week, and hope that I can continue this way. Now, of course, since it's a tournament of the best eight players in the world, people, fans, and crowd expect to see a little bit more excitement and longer matches. And so far, we didn't have any three setters, and I think that's going to change as the tournament progresses.
Back with how well you've played in these first two matches, is it all wanting to hope that you can somehow sustain this level for the rest of your career? I mean, just this moment, playing like you are now, it's hard to see you losing any matches ever.
Well, there are some tournaments around the world that I play, like this one or, you know, Beijing, that I wish all the tournaments are played in one place. So the way you feel on those courts, and I think that every player has his own preferred conditions where he loves to play, or country or surface and so forth. But tennis is a unique sport, and it's very demanding because it has a variety of different surfaces, conditions that affect the ball's bounce and humidity and so forth, all these different effects, factors that can influence the play. So I play very, very well in the last couple of years in certain tournaments, including this one. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean I will play this way in some others. But I'll try, no question about it. Consistency is always one of my top priorities, because, you know, I know that with consistency and good health, I can give myself a chance to be number one of the world.
Novak, I'm sure life feels very different for you since becoming a father, but do you feel different on court?
In terms of my approach to the practices and matches, not much has changed, to be honest, but I do feel mentally even stronger. So since we became parents, and you know, it's a huge experience and huge event in our lives and a blessing, and hopefully that can you know, that new energy and inspiration can stay for a longer time with me on the court.
Novak, there's a lot of qualification scenarios on Friday. I was just wondering, how much do you get involved with that? Do you let someone tell you what you have to do on Friday, or do you sit there with your calculator trying to work it out?
Well,
who tells you?
Nobody needs to tell me I need to win, so I think I know that myself already. And that's what I try to do. That's why I'm here. I try to win every match that I play on, and that's kind of approach that I will have on Friday.
Novak, I've been fascinated by the wide range of opinions regarding the court conditions, from the pundits on the TV to the players. What is your assessment on the court conditions and the court speed and the ball speed?
I think the conditions, comparing to the other years in this same arena, have not changed. I mean, they're more or less the same. They're different, obviously, from playing outdoors, but if I can assess the conditions, well, the ball bounce is on the practice courts, and then on the center court is different. I think on the center court we have just like a medium height of the bounce of the ball, just enough, and I think it's a medium speed as well on the surface itself, which it's suitable to my style of the game, so that's why I enjoy playing.
Novak, as you know, Jan Kutubsarvic has been back practicing on court with some of your other friends last week or so. I'm curious what it's going to mean for you personally, but also for the Serbia's Davis Cup team, to have him and Victor back regularly on tour next year.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that I've been in touch with Janko, and I know that he's been starting to practice tennis as well. And it's, you know, I don't know who had the worst time, you know, Victor or Janko in last year or more. I mean, Victor with the suspension of 1 year, or Janko with injury that took him off the tour now already more than a year. So, I mean, it's a really tough time for both of them, and I'm glad that Victor managed to come back to almost top 100, and he's going to play in Australian Open main draw, which was his goal when he came back in July. And Janko, as he says, after 12-13 months of torture in a way, he really mentally, emotionally didn't know, you know, which opinion of the doctor is valid or which is not, and who is right, who is wrong. So after everything, a few surgeries, he's now finally feeling better and better, and recovery is going well. So hopefully we can see him in the first week of the season. That's what I wish.
Novak, would you like to see this tournament stay in London past 2015, and if so, why?
Well, I expressed my opinion about this. I think the tournament here in London has had an immense success in this, what, now 6 years. Next year is seventh year. It was 5 years with an extension of two, and now possibility of more. I mean, definitely London has proven to be one of the best cities for tennis. People have a culture of tennis here because of Wimbledon and so forth. But I believe that this World Tour Finals is a kind of tournament that should be I would say, exposed to more cities around the world. We should allow more cities to have the organization of this event, the best eight players in the world. And in this way, we can promote the tennis in certain areas and so forth. Now, I understand that the point of different points of view and different perspectives, and people have different opinions, and I understand that if they keep it here because of the success. But again, I heard many cities who want to, you know, not just pay big money to have it, but also have a big interest. And I'm sure that many cities around Europe, South America, or Asia would have a lot of success in having this event. So, me personally, nothing against London and so forth, I enjoy this tournament very much, and I think, as I said, it's a great success, but it should be moved more often.
Hi, Novak. I realize it's probably a bit early for this question, but would you ever like for your son to become a tennis player?
You're from Bulgaria, right?
Yes, I am.
I remember your question a few days ago about Dimitrov. Yeah.
Very good answer.
Yes, so I should be careful now what I say, right, again? Would I like my son to be a tennis player? Well, I will definitely not insist that my son is a tennis player. I will let my son decide whatever he wants to do, and I'll support him as a parent.
Thank you.
Thank you.